This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has expelled six Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stewart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hebert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross David Trites, Adam James Shupka and Paula Orhela have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian Charge d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA last evening in New Delhi. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endanger their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence, and separatism against India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA, 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a 2-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari yesterday launched a commemorative coin to mark the birth centenary celebrations of spiritual guru Mata Nirmala Devi in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari said that India's culture and heritage always attracted the world towards it. Highlighting the noble works of Mata Nirmala Devi, Mr. Gadkari said that she has given a positive direction to humanity. National Museum Director Dr. V. R. Mani and several other dignitaries also attended the event. A total of 38 companies have applied for Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for white goods comprising ACs and LED lights in the third round of application window, which remained open from 15th of July to 12th of this month. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that major global and domestic companies committed investments worth 4,121 crore rupees. The applicants include 8 existing beneficiaries of the PLI scheme and 13 new applicants proposing to manufacture varieties of critical components of ACs and LED lights across India. It added that 43% of the new applicants are in the MSME sector, which shows the confidence to become part of the value chain of manufacturing of components of ACs and LED lights. The PLI scheme was launched by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. In Uttar Pradesh, the situation is improving and returning to normalcy in Hardi area of Bahraich district, where clashes erupted during Durga idol's immersion on Sunday. An FIR has been filed in the case, which names 6 people and other miscreants. Police is also taking action against those who have posted objectionable material on social media. Internet services are still blocked in the district. Additional force from Gorakhpur zone along with companies of Provincial Armed Constabulary, CRPF and RAF have been deployed in the area. Additional Chief Secretary Home Deepak Kumar along with ADG Law and Order Amitabh Yash are camping in Bahraich. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. Electing to bat first, New Zealand set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan. New Zealand scored 110 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistani team was bundled out for just 56 runs in 11.54 overs. With this result, Indian team has crashed out of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.